If I had to ask, you ain't gonna answer it now, but if I had to ask, how many of y'all want to be happy? Every hand would have gone up. But Solomon missed it. Solomon had great wisdom, but Solomon did not have perfect knowledge. He had great wisdom, but he didn't have perfect knowledge. Now, Brother Shane, when the situation happened and the two women came to Solomon to decide about the whose child this child was, you know, and Solomon said, well, okay, well, bring me a knife. Let me cut the baby in half. Y'all each could have one. And then the one who was the real mother said, let her have it. And how did Solomon know who was the real mother? Why did he know ahead of time? Well, he knew that that is what the real mother would have done. He could have stopped that exercise and said, okay, this is the real mother. You see what I'm saying? But no, Solomon had to go through the little procedure so that the real mother, Solomon did not have perfect knowledge. He had great wisdom, but he did not know all mysteries. He did not know everything. The one thing Solomon had missing, and if you look in the book of Ecclesiastes, all 12 chapters, the one thing that Solomon excludes from all of the book of Ecclesiastes is the word joy. It's the word joy. Is joy and happiness the same thing? No, it's not. No, it's not. Joy and happiness are so far removed from one another, they're not even in the same category in the dictionary. Now, in our modern vernacular, our modern thinking, we may put joy and happiness together. But no, joy is not happiness, and happiness is not joy. Joy brings contentment. Happiness brings frustration because we didn't get what we wanted to get, therefore I ain't happy. You know, I'm not happy. And ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to rise above the fray, and rise above this soup that we are in, we have to study the book of Ecclesiastes with some editing. And it must not go unedited, as Solomon said, therefore it must be so. He said it, it was so that he said it. But it ain't so that we must follow it. 98% of the book of Ecclesiastes, we must not follow. It's in there for a reason. It is in there because the unregenerated person who does not know the law, doesn't know the Bible, looks at the world just that way. It is meaningless. It is vanity. It is absolutely worthless. That is what Solomon is saying. And that's what people are going to come to us who are unregenerated, and especially because stuff happened to you all, and that's why I'm going to do the lesson this morning, Mother Nature, Human Nature, and the Divine Nature, because stuff has happened to you all, and they're trying to get an understanding of it, and we have to be able to explain it to them as far as what is going on. One more thought before I go any further. Anybody want to tell me what a paradigm is? Not 20 cent, but not two dimes, but what a paradigm is? A model. Good. That's a good, a model. Okay. Anybody else? Come on. So far we got model. Somebody say what? Formula. It's a formula. So we got model. We have a formula. All right. A paradigm is basically a template from which we reason. That's my definition. It is a perspective. It is how we look at things. It is our paradigm. So if you live in a world where blue is red, okay, and you come into the real world where red is red and blue is blue, What's going to happen as a result of your paradigm? Huh? No, it's not going to change. There's going to be conflict. Because I'm seeing everything blue, even when it is red, in a world where red is red, but my paradigm says that red is blue. What happens to many of us is that, and you kids need to know this, and you may even have this one on your test, and you may be reading and you run across the word paradigm. If you don't know it now, wait till you get to college, and you'll see the word paradigm. Somebody used that word before. Yeah, well, that's 20 cent. Okay, no, it's not a 20 cent. You know, it is a template from which we reason. Let me show you something. Okay. What was the problem with Job? The problem with Job was this. Job's paradigm was messed up. What was Job's paradigm? What was Job's template for reasoning? What was Job's friend's paradigm? The same thing. But they were on two sides of it. His friends, Bildad, Zophar, and Eliphaz, came to Job and saw Job on the hash heap, and they knew that Job had lost his 10 children, lost all of his livestock. Job, you do good, you'll be blessed. You do bad, you'll be cursed. So Job is sitting on the ash heap. My paradigm, if you do bad, you're going to get punished. Job, what have you done? There you go. And Job is saying, I have done nothing. I've done nothing wrong. Watch what happens with Job's paradigm. Because you do good, you'll be blessed. You do bad, you'll be punished. I did good and I'm being punished. Therefore, God is wrong. You see what happens with your paradigm? Because of your paradigm. And it's our way of reasoning. That's why we got to have answers, ladies and gentlemen, to help people reformulate their paradigms and so that it could be correct with the world that we live. Job had another friend. His name was Elihu. Elihu was the youngest of Job's four friends, and he came to Job and he told Job, Job, you want to know something? God can do anything he wants to do. He does not have to consult you. And if bad things happen, God is in control. And it is not for you, Job, to question God, because Job questioned God. He said, God, if I have done wrong, you better come down here and answer me. And God had to speak to Job out of the whirlwind. Job, where were you? I didn't consult you when I made the world, when the sons of the morning sang to me in the beginning. I didn't ask you. Your paradigm is all messed up. That is what you have in this world. People have a bad template from which they reason. And then when they have a bad template from which they reason, there is conflict. And then they feel like they are the victim or they are being persecuted. No, it's just how life is. Why do babies die? You know what? Well, we live in a fallen world. That's just how life is. It is a cycle of life. Well, why did my grandfather have to die? He was one of the best men that I knew. Oh, he was a good man. Why take him and not take somebody else? Well, because he was a good man. Because he was a good man. And so and that's what happens when we understand the value of joy. The value of joy. And when we understand joy, the devil doesn't know how to handle us. Because joy is the thing that helps us understand Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 32, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered us for us, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? And so when the things in life that are seen, that is pestilence, sword, famine, all the things that are not seen, heights, depths, things present, things to come, that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. By the way, now the fruit of the Spirit are love, peace, and joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And that Jesus never promised us happiness, but he gives us joy. Gives us joy. And Solomon missed it because he was in a really dark place, like some of your friends are in a dark place because life is bad at home. And they get picked on at school. And then little girls, they go home and they mutilate themselves. They cut on their bodies. They stab themselves. And they just begin to mar their bodies because life is so bad. And then what boys do, they begin to act out because it's really bad. And one day, a boy about 15, 16 years old, he wakes up mad. Why are you? I don't know, I'm just mad. Because life is bad. But we have to help people navigate through that by helping them develop a template. I'm sorry I took 5 more minutes of your time, didn't give you a chance to ask any questions, but let's take 30 seconds if there are any questions from anything that I've said. I know I threw a lot at you this morning. Questions or comments? One comment from somebody. There you go. It's going to be all right. Great comment. Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate it.